This morning I'd like to talk about injection as a method of regulating your fruit set in apples. Generally, thinners are applied via foliar penetration by a speed sprayer, and then there are some problems associated with this approach: off-target drift, restrictive reentry times, and so on. Well, if you really look at that, those are pretty lame reasons. Those are not the reasons why I really did this. Many of us who are in this business get phone calls from homeowners, and you also get phone calls from people who run public places, where these are issues. If a homeowner sprays a tree and has a and it's a fairly large tree, your neighbors get really upset. If you spray a thinner on that has a pre-harvest entry interval, which many of them do, and you tell a homeowner they can't go home for 12 hours, that is a problem. And so the second reason is almost all of our responses or our information related to thinners comes from foliar penetration. And so all of the thinners have to go through this cuticular barrier and then translocation from there. Well, I don't know of anyone who's bypassed that and actually put the thinner on via trunk injection. So I was interested in that regard. So there are advantages to doing something like this. It may remain in the tree longer. The thinners may preferentially go to the leaves, since they'll probably be transported in the xylem, and some of our most effective thinners actually do work via the leaves. Benzalidin, we know, works that way. Many of the photosynthetic inhibitors work that way, and one of the thinners that I'll be talking about is the photosynthetic inhibitor. So the primary objective of this was to evaluate the potential of some thinners to see if we could reduce crop load via trunk injection. And we selected three that we thought might have translocation properties would allow us to do this. One is abscisic acid, which we know is present in leaves, ACC, which is an immediate precursor of ethylene, and Metamitron or Brevis, which is actually a herbicide which is used as a thinner in Europe already. And so we thought this would give us a good cross-section. Trunk injection is not new. It has been used to apply antibiotics, systemic insecticides, plant protection compounds, and also some growth retardants. But there's essentially no work that I'm aware of is talking about thinners actually being applied in this way. Our first problem was to decide how much to inject in the tree, because all of our information comes from foliar application. And so what we did is we calculated the tree row volume of the orchard, and then we looked at the in-row spacing and the between-row spacing, and from that we determined the amount of that tree row volume that would be assigned to each tree. And then from that, we made the assumption, which was that 40% would be absorbed. Now, that's very large and some a high estimate, but that's what we did, and so that's how we arrived at how much AI we put in the trees. Experiment, I used Empire and Delicious and M26. Four replications, which is woefully inadequate for most of the things that I do, but we wanted to try several treatments, and that's so we decided, since this is somewhat of a pilot experiment, we would go with four replications. The treatments were applied on the 3rd of June, when the fruit size ranged between 10 and 13 millimeters, which is just about in the which is a good fruit size range to apply thinners. And the injections were applied in 1,600 mils of solution. They were injected in a tree in either three or five locations, and at a pressure of 40 or 50 pounds per square inch. And this is the apparatus that we use to inject. We put the spray in the pump. You can see the pressure regulator right there, and then the injection ports, either three or five, were put in at the base. And it took anywhere between 20 or 25 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes to inject each tree. What I'd like to do is essentially start it right in with the data. And here's the fruit set data for ACC and Metamitrone, which were applied on the Empire. And we started out with uniform blooming trees. And the ACC we selected for foliar spray was 400 parts per million, which is about as high as I would like to go with that particular compound without having phytotoxicity. And we injected 400 and 800 parts per million, which I told you how I arrived at. And here we can see numerically we reduced fruit set with the injection, but it was not statistically significant. But I do believe that there was thinning associated with this, because if you look at the return bloom, you can see that it certainly isn't high. It is higher than the untreated control, but again, it is not statistically significant. For some reason, the foliar spray did not thin, and that was somewhat of a surprise to me. And that is more or less confirmed by the return bloom. The Metamitrone, I selected 400 parts per million as the foliar spray, and that is about as high as I would want to go, and without having undesirable phytotoxic effects. And here we did get some significant thinning. Both the 400 and 800 parts per million injected certainly did thin quite nicely. Of concern is the fact that there was no increase in return bloom, and I think I can, when you see some of the slides of the trees, you can see why. And then the foliar spray did work quite well, about as one I would expect that particular compound to do at that concentration. We had good return bloom. You don't have too many ways to determine how much gets in the tree, so I did collect fruit at 1 and 2 days I guess I didn't put that slide in. Okay, here's fruit set on Delicious, and here I used the ABA on that particular on this group of trees. And here you can see that we did get numerically certainly quite a bit of reduction in fruit set from the injections. The 500 was not statistically significant, but certainly the 1,000 was. And if you look at return bloom, you can certainly see that we did get a good return bloom. So that is a good indication that it went in. And the foliar spray, it appears we had no thinning, which is surprising, but we did get good return bloom. I'm going to skip that. Okay, fruit quality. There were a few effects of the sprays on fruit quality that could not be explained by crop load, so I want to move on from there. At the end of the season, there was no effect of ACC or Metamitrone on terminal growth. I do know that the tree metabolized Metamitrone, and some growth started to resume. As far as the ABA, this was quite interesting. The ABA certainly did stop the tree growth, and this was something that we normally do not expect, at least as far as the foliar, as far as the injection is concerned. For the 1,000 part per million simulated, it grew. It did not grow at all, and the terminal bud was set for the year in early June, which I had not seen with abscisic acid before. The ABA at foliar spray of 500 certainly did. So I'd like to more or less finish up by talking about some of the vegetative effects, because we certainly did have that, and this may be one of the greatest barriers that we have for something like this. Phytotoxicity and leaf chlorosis were found and combined to the two oldest leaves and clusters in general. Occasionally there's damage severe enough that it looked like it might kill a limb, and that's a problem of distribution. And this is what I would say is a good example of what I might see with a high rate of ACC. The two smaller spur leaves did abscise. You see this after three days or 6 days, and after 9 days they're on the ground, and you wouldn't even know anything happened. You can see this fruit is going to abscise. The pedicel is yellow. Metamitrone took a while to show phytotoxicity. It went out after a week and I saw nothing. I said, good. I went out after 2 weeks and I said, uh-oh, we got problems. And then after a month, the tree started to grow again. So here's an empire tree that was treated with metamitrone, and you can see there's quite a bit of phytotoxicity there and there, and then there's nothing up here, which would indicate there was asymmetric distribution. And here's the slide showing quite a bit of phytotoxicity there. After about 24 days, you can see the growth resumed. ABA injection, there was extensive leaf yellowing and leaf abscission. Leaf yellowing turned was throughout the whole tree, and there was a yellow cast on the trees. The terminal growth was retarded the entire season, especially for the 1,000 parts per million. And this is what the ABA looked like. It was certainly, and here's the 500 part per million. You can see there's much less. And here, for the 500 parts per million, a foliar spray, we got some. Now, in the past, I've been able to include benzalanine with ABA and essentially eliminate this. That would be something that I think that would be worthwhile, particularly because of the uniform distribution of ABA in the apple trees. So, in conclusion, I'm pleased with the success that we received in this particular experiment. What we need to do is reduce phytotoxicity, improve distribution within the tree, and decrease the uptake time, I think. And currently we are looking at adjusting crop load via GAs. We did some last year and we're continuing this year. So we'll see how it goes, but those are some of the problems they're associated with. And that's my story.
We have time for a question. Wayne, what's the mode of action of the metamitrone?
It's a photosynthetic inhibitor, and that's pretty well established, more so than any of our traditional thinners. It's used as a sugar beet thinner.
So kind of like a turbosil kind of a.
Yeah, well, Todd has done that, and I don't know whether you're going to be talking about it or not.
Yeah,
but
I won't, but yeah, PS2 inhibitor, and it takes out photosynthesis for a pretty nice period of time, 14 days or so, and then it recovers.
Squeeze in a quick question or no?
Go ahead, one quick question.
I'm just really curious about how the physical contact between your injectors and the tree itself, and where in the plant tissue you're placing the actual ports, and then just with that, the distribution issues you were having, you had different number of ports on different trees, and if there was any relationship with the number of ports and the distribution within the tree.
Well, yes and no, I guess. We on the smaller delicious trees, we use 3 injection ports, and on larger empires, we use 5 injection ports. And we try to distribute that, I guess, somewhat uniformly, but certainly you know, try to put it under where you have a limb going up right above it. But at the time, we did not know that there was going to be distribution problems, and so that's something we can try to adjust later on.
With respect to time, we're just going to move on. Thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate that.